City and county officials restricted the sale and use of phosphorus and fertilizers as a way to clear up lakes and slow weed growth. The ordinance was challenged, but landscapers recently lost the court battle on appeal. Andy Kurth works at a Madison area lawn company called Weed Man. He says many other things contribute to green lakes, including fallen leaves and waterfowl.
Obviously, geese droppings are very high in phosphorus content, and we have more and more of those deciding to graze our green spaces in Madison. So that's obviously a big culprit, too.
Madison officials agree that limiting phosphorus on residential lawns is only part of the solution to improving lake quality. The mayor wants more street sweeping. That would help get rid of leaves and other organic material that feed the lakes. And he'd like more rain gardens to filter runoff before it goes to the lake, according to a top aide. Jenna Perino is chief of staff to Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich.
The phosphorus ban is certainly not a panacea. Cleanliness of our lakes is something that requires a long-term effort and a variety of strategies. But it's great news for our lakes and the people of Madison who enjoy them.
Madison homeowners can be fined $25 for using phosphorus when it's not necessary. Retailers who sell it face a possible $300 fine. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.